When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Highlands, North Carolina is one of the highest towns east of the Mississippi River, with an elevation of 4,118 feet. It is located in one of the few temperate rainforests in North America. Join us at the table as we discuss the Highlands of North Carolina.
Welcome to the Steel Magnolias Podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair.
Welcome back to the table, and welcome home, sis. I'm Laura Beth.
And I'm Lainey.
And we are here to discuss your recent trip to Highlands, North Carolina.
Yeah, I made it to the Highlands for the first time. The Highlands of North Carolina, that is.
Now, do they say the Highlands or is it Highlands?
Just North Highlands.
Carolina? Okay. So when you.
The Highlands is really more Scotland,
and
I think.
That's why I was confused as to what you guys were going to be doing. I was like, now, haven't you already been to the Highland Games that they do in North Carolina? And you were like, yes, but that's different.
I know. It is confusing. And it is a. Beautiful area. It's mountainous. And your friend Christy, who lives in Blowing Rock,
yes,
had commented on a picture I put up and said, you should be in Blowing Rock. And I thought, I can see that these two mountain towns may have a little competition, maybe even Banner Elk as well, which is a different spot. Like, all of them are adorable mountain towns. Mm-hmm. And I've not actually made it to Banner Elk, but Blowing Rock is so sweet, but I was really glad to go to Highlands.
Well, I'm looking at the map. So this is way west North Carolina, western North Carolina.
And almost to the Georgia line.
Yeah.
The Georgia-North Carolina line. Okay. Like low.
Okay.
So.
Did you guys drive from Nashville? Did you go through Chattanooga?
We did.
Okay.
You can go through Knoxville.
Right.
And when we came home, because we were up high on in a different part, we came home through Knoxville.
Oh, you did. All right.
But we went there from here through Chattanooga.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
Which so it took me the same way I went when I went to the Blue Ridge,
Georgia. Yes. Okay.
But then kind of went further west.
Right. Did you guys, what did it take you, what, like
five hours from Nashville?
All right.
And just, I was going to get to this, but I'll go ahead and say and sometimes people call it the Highlands Cashiers area.
That's what I've
heard too.
Because
those are both towns.
Cashiers is a city name?
It's a city as well.
Right.
So the Highlands Cashiers area is about 130 miles north of Atlanta.
Okay.
So, and then about 70 miles southwest of Asheville.
Right. Okay.
So that kind of puts in perspective where it is in the state. I mentioned that it's, you know, one of the highest towns east of the Mississippi. Because it's in this rainforest, which is unique, and it's located on a plateau in the southern Appalachian Mountains.
Lovely.
I saw a ton of different Native American words. So, an example, it's within the Nantahala National Forest.
Okay.
But you see a lot of words that you can tell are Native American words.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Anyhow, but they experience notably cooler weather.
Is that why y'all picked to go there?
Than the rest of the American South, which is why I wanted to go there, for one. Why I wanted to go in, you know,
late summer,
Labor Day kind of time frame. It's pretty hot here. And because of that altitude, that's why it's cooler. But that's also why so many people, this is a wild thing about this area. The population, the permanent population for the 2020 census was 1,014. That's tiny.
Oh.
That's tiny.
That is so tiny. I think I know where you're going with this, but how
this
many
is second home.
Homeowners? Yes.
Okay. So lots of Atlanta people have a second home in Highlands. We're cashiers because they want to get away from that heat.
Yes.
And this is, you know, just a couple of hours so I can get there. And I've even known people here who say, mm-hmm. when it's mm-hmm. the heat of summer, we're mm-hmm. getting away to Highlands because mm-hmm. we want to mm-hmm. have cooler temps. And
so it's a second hometown.
It's a second hometown.
Okay.
So
when I was hearing this from mom, because she went with you.
Yeah.
I was like, what's that word for when people have the, you know, the home in one place when it's cool and the other home when it, and she goes, rich.
I call them weather chasers.
Like snowbirds, I think was the word that I was looking for. But like something like along those lines. But yes, also that.
So that's going to explain some of the things that were observations. Okay. Is keep in mind, there's 1,000 people that are there permanently.
Right.
But most of the people are there part time.
Yeah.
And if you have a second home, that usually means you have
means. Sure.
So that showed up in some of my observations.
Okay.
Anyway, I did want to mention this because it was so cute. As I was driving around, I passed a school, the Highlands School.
Okay.
It's their only public school.
Oh.
K through 12.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
Right. Because, oh my gosh.
Home of the Highlanders.
Oh, wow.
The Highland School, home of the Highlanders. And it was a, you know, guy in a kilt.
Right.
With, you know, I was like, I love this place.
Yeah.
I love Scotland.
Come
so
on,
I love
plaids.
This place. Now, Highlands was founded in 1875. And I found this interesting as well. So Samuel Truman Kelsey and Clinton Carter Hutchinson were the founders. But according to, I think it was Wikipedia where I read this, they drew lines from Chicago to Savannah and New Orleans to New York City. Mm-hmm. And they felt that the place where these lines met would eventually become a great trading center and commercial crossroads. And they named it Highlands for the lofty elevation.
So that's the point where they cross, where their lines
apparently
crossed?
Where those two lines crossed.
Interesting.
Very interesting to me.
I thought you were going to say that's how they ended up marking off where North Carolina was. But no, that's an even, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Cool.
In the 1930s, this area became a golfing mecca when Bobby Jones of Atlanta and some of his golf buddies founded the Highlands Country Club.
Right.
So today, that is one of 7 successful residential country clubs in that area.
Wow.
So again, people with means. So I already told kind of where it falls in relation to, you know, Atlanta and Asheville.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
But this area is, you know, great weather in you're in the mountains, but it has a lot of beautiful waterfalls.
Oh, really?
So I knew that from a few people's pictures I had seen, that at least there was a couple.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'm going to look up waterfalls to see, you know, is that mm-hmm. something I can see while I'm there? There's like 12.
Wow.
Right in that area. Some are longer hikes than others. But, I mean, there's many that are, you know, like a mile in or like not crazy, crazy hikes.
Right.
There was one literally you just barely pulled off the road to see. And then another that you could see pretty far away from the road. But then they had this nice path that you could walk down and then go under it.
Ooh, cool.
So, and I think there was a $3 fee to park to get to that one. That's called Dry Falls.
Okay.
So definitely recommend seeing Dry Falls. But there were so many, and I only was a 3-day trip, so I didn't get to do a lot of that and also see the towns and everything. But
so you saw Dry Falls, and you saw which other one?
The other one was just called Bridal Veil Falls,
okay,
which you just barely had to pull off the road to see. And oh my gosh, speaking of roads, let me tell you that part of the story.
Oh my gosh, did you get car sick?
Not at all, because I was the driver, but that's no joke. I don't know that I've ever driven that many windy, I mean, I'm talking dragon tail roads.
Yeah, that's, you got to, I have to mentally prepare for that as driver or passenger.
And I actually, it was so beautiful that I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just something I thought, this is worth mentioning. I was really glad I was in an SUV and not my little bitty car I used to have last year.
Yeah. Did you feel like the air was different?
The air
was. Did you notice any difference?
Just clean and crisp feeling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that feeling.
I do too.
Because you don't really notice it until you are in the good.
That's right. Until you're in it and out mm-hmm. of what you're used to.
Oh, wow. This is
so
wonderful.
So again, when you're in the heat of the American South, mm-hmm. that's so refreshing.
Sure. It really is. What else did y'all do or eat or see?
Yeah, there's a lot to see and do. Again, with waterfalls comes hiking. Mm-hmm. And with waterfalls having water comes fishing. Mm. So if those are your things,
did you see anybody fishing?
We did see people fishing. They have fly fishing, which I've never tried but want to, as well as just normal fishing. And they're known for brown, rainbow, and wild brook trout. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's many rivers in the area, most of which have Native American names that I don't want to butcher.
Okay.
Nantahala.
We'll put a link.
Tuckasegee.
To some of
Kulasaja.
There you go.
Yeah. So May through October are the prime fishing months. And I would say May through October are kind of the prime months
to visit.
To be there.
Yeah.
Because of the
reprieve of the heat, for sure. Right. That's where the population goes up.
I also mentioned golf. There are many private golf courses in the area. And so if that's your thing,
yeah,
definitely that would be a hook to want to visit here. And many of them have these high elevations with these stunning
vistas. I bet that's cool.
So
that's got to be cool.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed that. Now, we also got to see cashiers because they're just right together.
Like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. The center of that community is the intersection of North Carolina Highway 107 and U.S. Highway 64. They have lots of similarities in what shops they even have.
Okay.
So when I get to talking about some shopping, I did find it funny that some of the shops were... There are only two locations, Cashiers and Highlands, where I'm like, they're so close together. Right. That's really funny to me. But
and this is a big furniture hub. Is that correct? Or am I thinking of a different?
No, that's a different area.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, so that would be funny to think of having two locations 10 minutes apart.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. What else to say about that? They had a little Cashiers Farmers Market that we went to, which was great. It's... not a like Saturday farmers market thing. This is like a always there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Farmers market. Lots of produce. I tried a couple muscadines.
Did just you? Because that's,
you know, not something I see very often. I tried the...
I saw our Aldi has muscadines right now.
Really?
I don't know if that's a normal thing for them to carry this time of year, but I was surprised.
It's just such a unique taste. Mm-hmm. It's very earthy mm-hmm. in the taste. And so... I don't know. The verdict's still out how much I actually like them.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the flavor.
Sure.
So.
If you want to know what we're talking about, we did a whole episode on muscadines.
We did.
A big part of Southern produce.
It is. And even a lot of our wines
in
this region are from muscadines. But anyhow, they had lots of local fair there as well. Mm-hmm. And some regional stuff. I bought Hubb's peanuts because I love Hubb's peanuts.
Cool.
And I, you know, they had them and I wanted a couple of snacks to have around. So
fun.
And Lake Glenville is just a few miles north of Cashiers and it's a good size lake. It is the lake with the highest elevation east of the Mississippi at 3,500 feet. It's a great place for fishing and boating. That's where I saw a lot of people fishing.
Okay.
There is a beach across from the High Falls Trailhead where you can rent pontoon boats and just a lot to do in this area.
Cool.
A lot of outdoor things mm-hmm. to do.
I would expect so with such pretty scenery.
I know. I really enjoyed it. Now, as I mentioned, with this being a place where a lot of the population is their second home and that they had means, one of the things I found was a lot of the dining was fine dining.
Okay.
And a lot of the shops were bougie boutiques.
Okay. Okay.
So just know that going.
Right.
It was a little sticker shock-ish for
really?
Me.
Okay.
You know, I didn't buy a lot in the shops because it was just out of my league. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed looking around mm-hmm. and getting ideas and things like that. But
do they have like a downtown area?
Main Street drag.
Okay.
And
that's where the shopping was?
It is.
Okay.
And a lot of the restaurants.
Okay.
And ample parking, I will say that. Like, I never had trouble finding parking.
That seems kind of funny in a mountain town. Like, I would feel like...
It's the layout.
The landscape
It's interesting. Like, there was a layout of a lot of parking in the center, and the shops are all around.
So they've done some serious city planning before it seems like this.
Okay. Or in the expansions that came or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. I felt like they did that really well. Mm-hmm. And kind of the crown jewel, if you will, of the town is the Old Edward Inn and Spa.
Okay.
So that is a...
Sounds old.
It's old. It's from the 1800s. It's on the historic places.
Yeah.
I forget what it's
called. Oh, yeah. The National Registry of Historic Places.
Yes. I don't know why I had like a little brain fog there. So it's gorgeous.
So
there's
just,
no question.
You just
kind of
walked
gorgeous.
In and explored.
Yeah. I looked at, it was out of my league to stay there, mm-hmm. but I love seeing places like that. So we did have one meal there, which I'll get to.
Cool.
But, so it's the actual, so they have several properties. It's really funny because they're kind of the hub, if you will, mm-hmm. of that Main Street area. The Main Inn has 69 rooms.
Okay.
So
that's a lot.
That's a decent size. They also have other properties. They have Half Mile Farm, which has 31 rooms. They have a Old Edwards Club, which is a private Tom Jackson designed golf course.
Okay.
Which, has its own dining and mm-hmm. fitness centers and all the things that golf clubs have. So several different properties, not just the one inn.
Right.
But that main inn, 69 rooms, a lot of them have fireplaces and I would say English-looking mm-hmm. Decor.
Right.
When you first come into the hotel, lots of dark wood and,
I can picture this
paintings
for sure.
And it's mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have a bar area that's all dark wood. And I thought that would be, it was early in the day, so it wasn't even open. But I thought that would be a nice place to hear some music and have a drink mm-hmm. or something like mm-hmm. that. They have two or three restaurants.
Oh, wow. They're at the end.
Kind of different themes. I think one of them's like a pizza bistro. One is the main restaurant called Madison's. And then Madison's has an outdoor area wine garden, which is where we ate.
Oh, wow.
So I'll get to that food in a minute. But yeah, so the inn and then across the street, it has its own shop called Acorns, where they sell linens and some of the mm-hmm. things that they have in
the
hotel. And yeah, so the Old Edwards Inn is kind of a focal point of the town.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, so anyhow, with the restaurants that they have to offer, we had a meal that was so spectacular
I can't wait to talk about it.
So the restaurant is called Lakeside Restaurant.
Okay.
It is Lakeside. It's on Harris Lake.
Okay.
This was their, I think they're in their 35th season. So that's no small thing for a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it is fine dining. And I would just say they're kind of known for featuring fresh seafood.
Nice.
Which I love. And they had a very extensive wine list.
Okay. Were there
all
wineries around there, or
that's a good question. I don't remember seeing that. Okay. I mean, extensive in the sense of Italian, California.
Cool.
They got you covered from they had plenty of choices by the glass, and many more by the bottle.
Of course,
They got your Opus One, the whole the whole nine yards, whatever your price point is. They know their
crowd. They know their crowd. How did you find out about this place? Were you just doing some research before your trip?
I was doing research before I went and, you know, lots of good reviews. Mm-hmm. And the service was really good.
Oh, makes such a difference.
And this is a restaurant that I think there was only 12 tables. Cool. So not large.
Right.
But that's why they do everything so well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, if this is a place you go regularly and you haven't been, you got to try Lakeside. If you've never been, make sure to put this on your list when you go. So, if somebody's known for seafood, I'm sticking with seafood.
Sure.
Because I love it. So, we had, and this was our big meal of the trip. So, we did appetizer, salads, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. Appetizer wise, we had scallops.
Yum.
And they served them on this carrot and ginger puree.
Yum.
That was so wonderful.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Some crumbled goat cheese. And we had their seared ahi tuna.
Okay.
I love ahi tuna. And of course, when I tell you this, you'll know why I loved it. It was very Asian.
that carrot ginger puree already sounded Asian. So, yeah.
This was pickled vegetables, sesame seeds, avocado, chili basil vinaigrette.
Oh, that's got Lainey written all over it.
Loved that appetizer the most. Salads. Mom had a salad of the day, and I'm not going to remember exactly what all it had in it, but it was a lot of fruit, kiwi, strawberry, cool. That kind of thing. I love a roasted beet salad because it's something I don't ever make at home.
Right.
So this one was mandarin oranges, walnuts, feta, mm-hmm. obviously the roasted beets. But a champagne citrus vinaigrette.
There we go.
I mean.
That works. That works really well.
So delicious.
Yes. I've never made a champagne vinaigrette. Have you?
Never in my life. And it was so good. Champagne citrus. So, you know, I mean, how do you go wrong with
that? I might want to try that. Because I'm always drawn, anytime I see on a menu, a champagne vinaigrette.
So good.
Maybe I'm just drawn to champagne.
You had me at champagne.
That's right. Yeah.
Entrees. So I've mentioned that there's a lot of trout in the area. Some trout.
I was hoping you did. Okay.
We did. They're known for their North Carolina rainbow trout. I think they get it from 45 minutes away. Because I said,
great.
So good. It's sauteed in wine, lemon, and butter.
Yum.
All you need right there.
That is.
I mean.
That's right.
Delicious.
The fewer ingredients, the better in any regard.
They also had a delicious hazelnut-encrusted halibut.
Oh, I love halibut so much.
And it came on champagne mushroom risotto.
Okay.
And had asparagus with it.
Yum.
Delightful. I know. Y'all are probably going, y'all had a lot of food. We did.
Yes.
This was the big meal. And Mom had butter-roasted lobster tail.
Of course she did.
And it was so interesting because it was on a, I don't want to butcher this. I don't know how to say it. Pappardelle.
Okay.
Which is a pasta.
Okay.
With wild mushrooms, cherry tomatoes, and this delicious sauce.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. And it was two lobster tails.
No way.
Yes. They were very generous.
Was she surprised when that came out, when there was two?
I'll just tell you that we rolled out of there and I had to drive the curvy roads home.
Oh gosh.
So I did get coffee with my
full of seafood.
Dessert. Yes, we had dessert. Well. We did have dessert. I said, just bring us what you want to bring us for dessert.
Okay.
Like, and we're going to share one.
Yeah.
And it was a, like a chocolate and peanut butter situation cake
Yum.
Thing.
Yum.
It was very good.
Yum.
But yeah, I just can't say
That's
enough.
It's heavy too.
Well, we didn't finish it.
I'm just saying.
We
wow,
didn't finish
I
a lot of things.
I see why y'all rolled out. You just wanted to try, which is how you get to know a place. It's really difficult to say much about a place if you don't
if
try
you
a lot of
try
stuff.
Try some things. And yeah, when they say that they are fine dining and fresh seafood, so highly recommend dinner at Lakeside Restaurant. Their chef, Kevin Turner, and sous chef, Todd Grove, did an amazing job. So
Yum.
Y'all
Sounds
check
like
them
it.
Out for sure.
So good. So you were very full from that.
Yes.
Were there other
very light breakfast? Were,
I was gonna say, were there other meals that you all had out? Because you were staying at a VRBO, so
yeah.
You could
so
have
we
made
did some of our
home.
Meals yeah. in, but we did have some things, some more meals out. There was a place. I hope I say this right. Edelweiss Pastry Boutique.
Okay. Is it Edelweiss?
Edelweiss.
It's Edelweiss.
Edelweiss?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that
Edelweiss?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How funny.
Yeah.
I did not even put that together. Well, I want to tell people, you may want to follow them on Instagram or Facebook.
Just because, for fun.
Just to see the beauty.
Okay.
I cannot tell you how beautiful these things were.
Okay.
I took a few pictures that I can show, but even their Facebook had more pictures that I'm like, these are so much better than what I took through a case.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just gets
yeah.
a glare on it and that kind of thing. But it's owned and operated by pastry chef, chocolatier, and confectioner Oksana. I'm not even going to try to say this.
So they're probably Austrian.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Cool.
And it looks like it. So anyway, these pastries and tarts and cheesecakes and eclairs and
Yum.
Croissants are delicious, beautiful. I brought Philip something.
Yes.
I don't know if he mentioned
he
if
loved
it was
it.
Good. But,
yes. Also a peanut butter chocolate situation.
Yeah,
because
I know he likes
yes.
that.
Yes.
So anyway, that is a place you... I got chocolate croissants because I love mm-hmm. those with a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lady finds good places.
Well, when something's... First of all, it's in this house that has a huge porch.
Oh, cool.
Like, you just notice it
right.
as you're driving, and then it's called a pastry boutique. I mean, who's not going to stop at that?
I've never been in a pastry boutique.
It was spectacular.
Wow.
Another meal that we had, I mentioned at Old Edwards Inn.
Mm-hmm.
They have the wine garden, which
okay.
was... outside
Sounds
under kind
so
of market
lovely.
Umbrellas. Beautiful music playing. There's a little waterfall
mm-hmm.
with, you
mm-hmm.
know, the nature sounds. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of tables. It has a bar as you're walking in that you see that's outside as well. It was so lovely. I was
I
like,
bet. I'm picturing this so wonderfully.
Yeah, it was lovely. And it's, you know, you're looking at the hotel on one
okay.
side and, you
yeah.
know, the waterfall and everything. It's just beautiful. So it's kind of what you might expect a lunch menu to be because we had lunch there. It's salads, nice salads, mm-hmm. nice sandwiches, that kind of thing. They had an appetizer that we started with. Well, they have several great appetizers, but we tried their hummus.
Okay.
And their smoked mountain trout dip.
Ooh, yum.
Oh, my Lord.
I've had a trout dip before, and I loved it.
I've had both that I
okay.
liked and that I didn't like.
Okay.
This one was so good that I decided I needed more of it in my life. So for lunch, I had the smoked mountain trout melt.
That's so great.
I had not landed on what I was going to have. And I'm like, this is so good. I want to try it on a sandwich as a melt.
Yum.
Yeah. So
what
that
kind
was
of music
great.
Was playing? Was it just like stringed instruments or like a
oh,
little
no,
guitar?
It had, no, it was words, okay. but it was kind of just mellow and yeah.
James Taylor kind of.
It wasn't even artists that I knew.
Okay.
Which I wasn't focused on it, but yet it was just nice and pleasant. Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
Great.
So fun.
Yeah, so more trout for me. But it was delicious. They had a lot of I also had as my side, instead of getting fries, I got the soup of the day. Which
the
was
soup
like
du jour.
Which was a like cauliflower that had little bit of mushroom in it. It was very, very good.
Nice.
Yeah. Always nice to have something other than fries.
When for sure.
You know, I'm like, I can get those
anywhere. I'm sure y'all do fries well, but
exactly.
What else would you say?
Let's dive into a little bit of the shopping. One of the things that was really cool to me about the Highlands Cashiers area, it's made up of a lot of small businesses and some really small chains as well.
Okay.
But I always just find that so much more interesting.
Especially once you've done a small business. Like, you just get it.
That's so true.
You know, that you're a small business owner, so you totally understand the hardship that they're
facing. You have to make a name.
Whatever they're selling.
No one knows coming in your door. Well, in 2023, Highlands was again named a winner in the USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Award Contest for Best Small Town Shopping.
Reader's Choice, that makes a big difference. That means there was no like affiliate partnership.
That's right.
You know, whining and dining.
That's right.
Sweet talking kind of. It was just people that went.
And this is not a large town.
Cool.
So for it to end up in the 10 best, I was impressed. And I see why.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite shop in the whole town was called Citizen Wilder.
Okay.
I loved this shop. I went twice.
Okay.
In what, 3 days? So that's pretty, that says something. I don't even know how to describe it, honestly, but I saw on their website, this is how they worded it, so I'm just going to read it. An enchanting garden wonderland. That is what it is.
An enchanting garden
wonderland.
Okay.
I walked, even before you walk in, you're getting hit with like good smells,
lovely florals, plant, or like
almost kind of more ambery.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Smells.
Yeah.
Woodsy, earthy smells.
Yes. Okay.
Which is something I really like. The owner and designer, Chris Nelson, has crafted a series of garden miniatures for the home.
Cool.
There's lots of plants and dried plants, and just, it's not just for people that have a garden. I mean, this mostly is stuff you would use inside your home. They had a few antiques, a few, lots of lovely candles and room sprays and,
But all home and garden decor.
Yes.
No clothes, shoes, accessories, anything like that, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Lots of candles, they had these stick candles that are made in the area that look like, like
a big candlestick
branch with like things coming off, but they're candles.
Cool.
And you know, different heights, the largest being maybe a foot tall.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's fun.
Yeah. It was lots of cool things. Oh, the stick candles. I just read this in my notes, created by co-owner Doug Collum. So
okay, cool.
Or Collum. I really enjoyed that shop. So if you make your way to Highlands, don't miss Citizen Wilder.
Fun.
Lots of creative beauty in that shop.
Mm-hmm.
They also had, I've mentioned this on the podcast before, this company based out of Hilton Head, but I think it started in Dafuski Island. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Spartina 449.
Okay, yeah.
What a cute shop.
Fun.
I just really like, they have a lot of jewelry,
right?
A lot of clothing for women. And again, from their website, sometimes they can say it better than I can, established as an easily recognized brand of upscale, attainable luxury, designer apparel, handbags, accessories, jewelry, and more. I thought that was a good
way to
say
it. Did you feel like it was attainable luxury?
Well, I didn't buy anything, but it was attainable, I can say.
Yeah,
this was way more attainable than a few of the stores that I don't even know that I'll mention because I didn't spend much time in them. I really like this Spartina 449. I think it's adorable. Now, they have stores in South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, and Georgia, including Hartsfield Airport. So I wanted to mention that in case somebody's just coming through.
Yeah,
they're in Atlanta and that big, busy airport.
Right.
If you haven't ever seen one of these shops, you can check it out.
Laid over.
And then I thought this was funny. They also have one store, because everything I just mentioned is in the South.
Right.
One store in Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, fun.
And I thought, actually, I can see
totally
that.
See that.
Because that's such a wealthy, but yet kind of nautical.
It is.
Themed city, town that you can see how they would like this Spartina 449 look.
I can see that, yeah. That's cool.
Another store that they had both in Cashiers and Highlands that I really like the look of, and I didn't realize it was this big, 140 retail stores in the U.S., is J. McLaughlin.
Oh, I love that store. Yes.
So cool. Yeah. I really like their clothes. So,
you get that catalog, I think, or you used to. I used to see it come here, but we have those stores in Nashville here.
I don't know if I've ever gotten their catalog. Okay. Maybe I have, but I do love their look of their clothes. So they had those. There was a men's shop that I really liked. I walked in and just kind of peeked around wishing I could buy stuff for some handsome fella. TJ Bailey is the name of that shop. And they had locations in both Highlands and Cashiers.
That's funny.
I mentioned Acorns, which is the shop for the old Edwards Inn. They had a lot of brands that you would know.
Right. Because it's kind of a gift shop.
It is.
The hotel.
That is what it is. Yeah. It's a gift shop. So they had the Molton Brown bath products. They had Vineyard Vines and the Art Italica and some of the home brands that we have in, you know, nice shops that people use for their registries. There was another shop Mom really liked, and I enjoyed it too, called Dutchman's Casual Living. They had a lot of really pretty, it was all for the home.
Okay.
And lots of nice linens and artwork and different things like that. Pretty pots for plants. And
did you see very many art galleries?
There's a few.
Okay.
Yeah, there were a few art galleries. In all different styles. One of them I went in was all over the place with the styles that they had, which is kind of fun, I think. But this Dutchman's Casual Living, they have 5 stores in Georgia and North Carolina. So that's what I meant by small chain. Like, it is a chain, but it's just 5 stores.
The owner can drive there and all the locations in a couple of days.
That's exactly right. There was a McCully's Cashmere.
Ooh.
Really nice shop.
Nice.
In Cashiers and Highlands. So it was, I think it was all women's cashmere, but really lovely shop. So, yeah, lots of, there was also estate jewelry and antique stores. I didn't spend much time going in those.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah, good shopping, good fine dining and beauty
in
this
area. Was it, like, a lot of pets or dogs?
Yeah, so I took the dog
with me. Oh, yeah, that's right. You took Libby, yes.
And very pet friendly.
Okay.
In fact, most of the shops would say, you can bring her in. And I'm like thinking to myself, I do not want her to bump into something.
Right, yes. I can, but I shouldn't. Yes.
I did not take her in many shops, just in a couple. But lots of water bowls out on the sidewalks and everything. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a very pet friendly area. That's I guess most hiking places should be.
Probably. I don't know, though. I mean, if it's really a lot of fine sorts of places, you never know.
That's
if they're
true.
Gonna have
that's true.
Standards that they don't want pets around. So yeah.
And I think the old Edwards Inn had certain rooms that were pet friendly.
Probably.
And certain rooms that weren't. So if you're staying
there. All hotels
there.
Should do that, but they don't.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you're staying at a pet-friendly hotel, there are not ones that are just earmarked usually for
that's
pets.
True. So yeah, highly recommend.
Cool.
Put this on your list if you, and it, 3-day weekend was perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes, it really was.
May through October.
I mean, that's the
that's
the
when
peak
the population
season.
Exceeds 1,000. I love it. Oh, thanks for the wrap up.
Yeah.
You did so good.
Thanks.
Sounds like a really, really, really fun place to visit. Girls trip.
Yes.
Very
absolutely.
Good for a girls trip. Mother daughter like you did. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Y'all have a great week. We will see you back here next time for more Southern culture.
I hope you feel the crisp mountain air no matter where you live.
That's right. Light a candle that reminds you of the mountains.
Yeah. The sense of cedar or something and dream you're in Highlands.
That's but right.
Peace be with y'all.
You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias Podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you. And a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or loved one to tell them about this podcast. And make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. We invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, and events. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.